hard to find in the morning papers. He's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers. AM, FM, shortwave, talk radio. The truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up and loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm Fred Thompson. Aren't there some days, folks, you just would like to be somebody else just for a day? Why did I say Fred Thompson? I don't know, because secretly I've always wanted to be a movie actor, but somebody prettier than Fred. At any rate, John Stadtmiller here. I don't know what prompted me to say that. It is Wednesday, ladies and gentlemen, 4th of February, 2009. Good afternoon, Manimal. How are you? Can't hear you through the soundproof glass. That's okay. I think you said you're all right. I'm going to do a little good news to start out the program today. How's that? Maybe that's why I'm in such a good mood, because, well, things are going on in the state legislatures. Are you aware? Have you heard? Yeah, I know they're just House concurrent resolutions, whatever. But I think there are people within the various states and the state legislatures that are sending a message. Now, albeit not perfect, it's starting to demonstrate a little bit of dissatisfaction. And I am minimizing that, a little dissatisfaction with the federal government. Well, this is good news, folks. You know, this question keeps running through my mind. You know, during the Ron Paul thing, I watched a bunch of giddy people out there wanting Ron Paul to become president. Good thing. Very good thing. But what happened to him? Where are all the politicos? Did they just come out and wear their little party hats and do the party favor thing when there's somebody they're excited about? And it's like once the election cycle goes bye-bye, the people disappear into the woodwork. Do they not do anything else except get giddy about political runs? Where do they go? Do they go back into the fourth dimension or something? What happens to people is my question. You know, they get all pumped up about, you know, some politician or somebody seeking an office, and that's good. That's great. But where do these people go? Where does their enthusiasm, where does their energy go? Where does the idea of righting what is wrong go? I've yet to been able to figure. I mean, I've met a lot of people when Ron Paul, gosh, they were coming out of the woodwork, folks, all smiley jack kind of people, and yeah, we're going to whoop some butt. We're going to chew bubble gum and whoop butt, and we're fresh out of bubble gum. But they've disappeared. I've been in contact with numerous people I met through the Ron Paul thing, and well, they've just faded into obscurity. Yeah, just they're obscure. They're gone. Where are they? You know, it. Jeez. At any rate, I'll let you know what some of the legislatures are up to. And I'm speaking to you politicos out there. The only thing you get excited about or ever bump your jaws about is politics. Well, start politicking and start supporting those that are writing these House resolutions. We'll get into this right after the break.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Things happening on planet Earth. American people get squeezed like grape in press. American people start to press back. Like the concept. There's a couple of things going on, one of which came to my attention yesterday. Of course, yesterday was Tuesday. I didn't want to interrupt the flow of the Chapman Noel gig. New Hampshire talks civil war against feds. Now, there's a lot of these, and these are House joint resolutions, which don't carry any force of anything, except to an, you know, it's an expression of the general attitude, okay? And recently, the New Hampshire state legislature, this was, in my mind, unprecedented. If anybody has more on this, I would like to hear from them. But the New Hampshire state legislature, they took an unbelievably, just incredible here, unbelievable bold step. They introduced a resolution to declare certain actions by the federal government to be completely and totally void, and warning that certain future acts will be viewed as a breach of peace. With the states themselves nullifying the Constitution. Now, let me get into this a little bit more. This is not another con-con. This is not another flim-flam. These are people that have actually been watching what the FedGov is doing and going, you know what? You better get back in your box. Now, the document goes over some basics and long-forgotten stuff. For instance, it reminds Congress that the Constitution of the United States, having delegated to Congress a power to punish treason, counterfeiting and securities and current coin of the United States, piracies and felonies committed on high seas, and offenses against the law of nations, slavery, and on and on. Therefore, all acts of Congress which assume to create, define, or punish crimes other than those so enumerated in the Constitution are altogether void and of no force. Gun laws, drug laws, Fed laws, we're talking, void. Now, New Hampshire is dealing a pretty comprehensive death blow to the pending federal hate crimes legislation by pointing out that, therefore, all acts of Congress of the United States which do abridge the freedom of religion, freedom of speech, freedom of the press, are not law, but they are void and of no force. Later in the resolution, New Hampshire makes clear what the feds are now risking if they proceed further: the removal of all powers from the federal government by the states. Quoting directly from the resolution, that any act by Congress of the United States, executive order of the President of the United States of America, or judicial order by the judiciaries of the United States of America, which assumes a power not delegated to the government of the United States of America by the Constitution for the United States of America, and which serves to diminish the liberty of any of the several states or their citizens, shall constitute a nullification of the Constitution for the United States of America. By the government of the United States of America, acts which would cause such nullification include, but are not limited to, establishing martial law or state of emergency within one of the states compromising the United States of America without the consent of the legislature of that state. Now, that's important, because for the Fed to declare martial law, go thumping people, shooting them, confiscating their arms, and whatever neat storied little items they have for us, they've got to get the state legislatures to agree to the federal martial law, as it should be. Okay? As it should be. Because we have a pretty good idea and a pretty good picture. And we're probably being reserved or conservative in our estimates. You know, I mean, folks, just go Google it. Do it for yourself. Don't believe a damn word I'm telling you. They are setting up FEMA prison camps, relocation, indoctrination, or heavens to bid, elimination camps. They are doing this, all of this. This is not a joke. They are continuing to meld, and now you're seeing the true face of this. I mean, they're right out on Jump Street, forming the military with the police. That is what you call a police state, by any other name. In this, they say that requiring involuntary servitude or governmental service other than the draft during declared war or pursuant to or as an alternative to incarceration after due process of law. Requiring involuntary servitude of government services of persons under the age of 18. I guess this is going to put a dent in Obamanation's new brown shirt scheme. He wants a million critters running around fighting terrorism and, I don't know, replacing incandescent bulbs with mercury bulbs. I don't know. We have seen some information about this, not enough to be conclusive, but it ain't good. That much we do know. Any act regarding religion, further limitations on freedom of political speech. That's right. I can stand there and say, hey, Barry Sartoro, you suck. And there shouldn't be anything that they could do about this. You know, the argument was during the last election, herding up people and putting them behind little chain link fences. You know, that was their free speech zone, that you were being relegated to a postage size stamp area in which to stand and hold up a placard that nobody could see. That's not the point of demonstration. And if you don't like the heat, don't get in the political kitchen. Okay? Plain and simple. You know, did anybody notice? You know, we're in the throes of an oncoming depression. But this belligerent Obama and his band of merry men just had to have a kumbaya session in Washington, D.C., which cost the American taxpayer $174 million. We had to have 150,000 security personnel there because, well, somebody might want to shoot him because he's black. That isn't why I'd shoot the guy. Not that I ever would shoot the President of the United States. But I'd do it because he was a communist, not because he was black, okay? By the way, aren't I glad these shows are archived? If they ever try to drag me into a federal court, you threatened the President of the United States. No, the President's threatening us. But get over it. But we were led to believe that there was such a security problem. They're selling fear, folks, at an astronomical and a very expensive rate. Trying to sell the fear. Hey, this guy got out of the limousine and walked quite a distance. Millions of people were in Washington, D.C. No, they did not shove everybody through metal detectors. It wasn't like going through the checkpoints at the airports. You didn't see clowns standing around with MP5s. You didn't have to, well, there were, but point being that these people didn't go through intensive security checks. Hell, I could have brought out a howitzer and fired it down Pennsylvania Avenue. But there was such a threat to this man. Folks, if I want to call the President of the United States a communist and have a placard and within eyeshot of this pearl of a man, I should be able to do so. Under political free speech, that's an expression or my dissatisfaction. For or again. Further infringements on the right to keep and bear arms, including prohibitions of type or quantity of arms and ammunition. Now, that should any act of Congress become law or executive order or judicial order be put into force, all powers previously delegated to the United States of America by the Constitution for the United States shall revert to the several states individually. Now, this is a New Hampshire resolution. No, it does not carry the weight of the law behind it. But you people in New Hampshire, the people that put this thing together, you should be backing them 110%. I mean, you people should be jumping up and down with joy and then take these people, once they realize that there is a good amount of support behind this joint resolution, to actually start sending some letters over to the White House with a little bit more force. You know, several years ago, there was a lot of people suggesting that states secede from the Union. And I didn't think that was a very good idea. Because you would have the goons and the badges and the presumed authority or assumed authority from the Fed, and you'd have Mexico to your back. It is the states, folks. I've been saying this and saying it and saying it and saying it until I'm sick of hearing me saying it. It's the states. Now, there's some other things going on. In Arizona, which, by the way, was leading the way of getting rid of, well, those traffic cameras. They found out that, geez, you know what? Under further review, you know, the NFL has exhaustive slow motion replay of football games, and you can see it in slow motion. Well, in Arizona, they slowed things down a little bit, took a look at the film and said, eh, thank you very much for playing the game, but what you're doing is unconstitutional. More on this Arizona and other measures right after this.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. HempUSA.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
In Arizona, HCR 2024, a concurrent resolution claiming sovereignty under the 10th Amendment to the Constitution of the United States over certain powers serving notice to the federal government to cease and desist certain mandates and providing that certain federal legislation be prohibited or repealed. And the text is fairly brief here. I think I've got the whole thing here. They say, whereas the 10th Amendment to the Constitution of the United States read as follows, the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution nor prohibited to it by the states are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. The 10th Amendment, now forget the whereases here, I'll just go through the list. The 10th Amendment defines the total scope of federal power as being that specifically granted by the Constitution of the United States and no more. And the scope of power defined by the 10th Amendment means that the federal government was created by the states specifically to be an agent of the states. And today, in 2009, the states are demonstrably treated as agents of the federal government. And many federal laws are directly in violation of the 10th Amendment to the Constitution of the United States. And the 10th Amendment assures that we, the people of the United States of America and such sovereign states in the Union of States now have and have always had rights the federal government may not usurp. And Article 4, Section 4 of the United States Constitution says in part, the United States shall guarantee to every state in this Union a republican form of government, And the 9th Amendment states that the enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people. The United States Supreme Court has ruled in New York versus United States, 112S 2408, this is back in 1992, that Congress may not simply commandeer the legislative and regulatory processes of the United States. A number of proposals from previous administrations and some now pending from the present administration and from Congress may further violate the Constitution of the United States. The state of Arizona hereby claims sovereignty under the 10th Amendment to the Constitution of the United States over all powers not otherwise enumerated and granted to the federal government by the Constitution of the United States. But this resolution serves as notice and demand to the federal government as our agent to cease and desist, effective immediately, mandates that are beyond the scope of these constitutionally delegated powers. That all compulsory federal legislation that directs states to comply under threat of civil or criminal penalties or sanctions or require states to pass legislation or lose federal funding be prohibited or repealed. That the Secretary of State of Arizona transmit copies of this resolution to the President of the United States. Same thing New Hampshire did, by the way, with their resolution. The Speaker of the United States House of Representatives, the Speaker of the House and President of the Senate of each state legislature, and each member of Congress from the state of Arizona. Now, and again, obviously this is not a law, but these letters are being sent to Barry Sartor over there occupying the Oval Office. They've gone insane, folks. I am watching people like Nancy Pelosi and the other Wicked Witch of the West out there in California, Barbara Boxer, just absolutely in socialist seventh heaven. They are going goo-goo ganza with this bailout that is now $900 billion. But that's not including the juice, probably $1.3 trillion. But I don't see how we're going to collect even enough money from taxes and all revenues of the government to even pay the interest on what Guido, the international bankster gangster, and his member gang members here in this country are going to be collecting. This is all a scam. These people, jeez. And this is becoming so clear that these people are so far out of control, there is no constraint whatsoever. There's not even an illusion. We're not even going to mouth words like the Constitution in Washington, D.C. anymore. What they're doing with the banks right now, folks, they're telling us that, okay, there has been an illegal monopoly on money supply run by a private corporation in this country for nigh on 100 years. Well, and they just got into a little bit of trouble here, and, well, they've got some toxic assets on their books, and, well, you know, just for the betterment and the security and the continuation of said country, well, we've just got to print up a little bit more money and run up the debt. And, well, your grandchildren and their grandchildren's grandchildren are going to be paying it. Folks, there's no way to retire a debt of this magnitude. There's no way to do it. And including the juice that's running on their usury debt. So, number one, right out of the box here, it's illegal for the federal government to adopt as a money system something that's offered by a private corporation. Hell, General Motors could have done this. Tyson Chicken could have done this. Why not? It's a private corporation. They make a little token. They call it money. That's number one foul. Number two foul is by not letting these banks, these insolvent banks, just fail, let them go. Bye-bye. The third mistake they've made is now going back to the very same creatures that bringing our heartache and sorrow here and just opening up the Treasury and the Federal Reserve, cranking up the printing presses, and, well, folks, we're going to, by debt and definition, we're going to bail ourselves out of this with more useless money. That's what they're telling us. Now, how easy is this going to be to shut down?
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
Toxic heavy metals. They're in the air we breathe, water we drink, our food, products we use, objects we touch, and they negatively impact our health by building up within the body over time. But now, toxic metals can be mobilized in a safe, effective manner with Kelarex from scienceformulas.com. Kelarex is an oral chelator developed from Dr. Alan Greenberg's clinical experience with heavy metal poisoning during his 25 years of medical practice. Kelarex contains absolutely zero synthetic chelation agents, which frequently cause adverse side effects. Kelarex contains all natural ingredients that enhance the body's natural mechanisms for excreting heavy metals and protects against reabsorption. Kelarex effectively mobilizes mercury, aluminum, lead, and 15 other heavy metals. Try Kelarex now from scienceformulas.com with this RBN special offer. Purchase two bottles, get one free with free shipping. Limited time offer. Go to scienceformulas.com. That's scienceformulas.com. Kelarex. Chelation of toxic heavy metals the way nature intended.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
On C-SPAN this morning, I was watching Washington Journal. And yes, there is salient intelligent life out in California. A California caller had called into the program and was talking. And I thought, geez, we have an American here that understands the Constitution. Was talking about senators and how they're, well, they're now elected. Now, think about this, ladies and gentlemen. It used to be that the United States Senate was filled by appointees from the several states, the various states out there. But this was not a popularly elected position. You are not a United States senator. You're a representative from the state. And he said, you know, this guarantees a Republican form of government. I was astounded. There is some actual brains out there in California. Not folks, and I'm here to tell you, I've met a lot of them. No, it's not the land of illegals and gangbangers, and there is some real, honest-to-goodness Americans out there in California. Hard to believe, but it is true. Think about the implications of electing a United States senator for the federal seat and him not representing the interest of his state. And as you look at who the presidents have been, who their cabinet members have been, who they represent, and what interest, it isn't yours, and it isn't mine. Oh, yes, it's for corporation. The Trilateral Commission was created for one thing, to meld us into a world government. Same with Council on Foreign Relations. Same thing. But as you look at this Fed that has assumed and collected all this unconstitutional power, and what they have done to this country economically, it's time to get out the jaws of life and pry Washington, D.C. away from the rest of the country, send a sucker out to the Atlantic and sink it. That can be the new Atlantis. And the key to this is the states, again. Now, I'm not getting overblown here with these concurrent resolutions, but these things are starting to circulate throughout the states. These letters are being sent to the Oval Office. And I don't think anybody would have an argument, be they Democrat, Republican, or an independent, backing the Constitution, that could squarely look you in the eye and say, well, you know, the government's okay. You know, they get a little feisty and a little out of bounds at times, but, you know, they're okay. They are beyond the Constitution. They have totally ignored it. So when a federal government does that, folks, it's our duty and our obligation to rectify the problem, to dissolve that federal government. You know, everybody's running scared from the Fed. The hell with the Fed. The hell with them. A bunch of buffoons overpaid, a bunch of lawyers sitting around greasing themselves up, the fat little pigs that they are, and you be damned. How much longer must this circus continue? Folks, when you think about it in these terms, these are not abstract terms. This is not real complicated. Either you swear an oath to the Constitution to defend and protect it and operate it within the accordance of the Constitution, or you don't. Game over. The wrong questions are being submitted. You ask the wrong question, you're not going to get the correct answer. These people within the state legislatures, now throughout this country, are starting to send these resolutions over. Oh, I understand they're just words. I understand it's not law. But folks, we are the law. The closest thing to us in relation to the Fed is our state legislature. Words? Well, tell me words aren't important. Tell me the discussions that started in this country, fomenting in a revolution against King George. That started out with a conversation, didn't it? That started out with communications between people, eventually fomenting into a plan and a resolution to have a revolution. Just words. But words that people acted upon, and they were dead serious about. You know, as I look at this from New Hampshire, they say, resolved by the House of Representatives, the Senate concurring, that several of the states composing the United States of America are not united on the principle of unlimited submission to their, they call it the general government. They don't call it the federal government, they call it the general government. But that, by a compact under the style and the title of the Constitution for the United States and amendments thereto, they constituted a general government for special purposes, delegated so to that government certain definite powers, reserving each state to itself the residency mass of the right of their own self-government, and that whensoever the general government assumes undelegated powers, its acts are unauthoritative, void, and of no force. That this to this compact, each state acceded as a state, and is an integral party its co-states forming, as to itself the other party, but the government created by this compact was not made the exclusive or final judge of the extent of the powers delegated to itself. You know, they get into infractions and measure of redress. What redress do we have anymore, folks? And yeah, there should be redress to the government. But why am I even talking about redress to the government? Why? Because we have been so injured by this federal government and also the state legislatures. Let's not let them totally off the hook. But these are the politics that are more controlled by the people within that respective state, and we have fallen down on that. Oh, there's a lot to complain about. Oh, there's a lot of things wrong, but what have we done to set it right? What have we done? Get giddy and want to vote Ron Paul in for president. When that doesn't happen, we all go home and go, oh, we're screwed. We're screwed. You know, you people, and you know who you are. If you've done any honest self-assessment, you know who you are. You know that you've got some little cognitive dissonance going on because what's in the thoughts in your head of freedom and liberty? What have you done to exercise and maintain and restore that? Yes, you've been a little lacking, haven't you? So when these resolutions come about, the phone calls should be going fast and furious over your state legislature. Not only to congratulate the people that drew it up, but then ask of these people that drew it up, how do we make this an even stronger measure? And who is and who is not on your side of this? And the ones that aren't, get them the hell out of the state legislature because they're not serving your interest at all. If they're not willing to stand up against this federal monster that we find ourselves under, then get rid of them. We're not talking tens of thousands of people. We're literally talking about thousands of people as replaceable as piston rods. Defective or broke, replace it. Doesn't follow the Constitution, get out. And here's the thing, just as what happened with Ron Paul, there was an amazing thing that happened, folks. People went back, class 101, entry level. What's the Constitution? What does that mean to me as an American? People started to read the doggone thing and went, wow, we got a pretty good government. Well, yeah, if you follow the rule book, which they haven't been doing. So there is good intention. There's good movement here by the several states. But that's just a start. That's the beginning conversation. That's the opening salvo, if you will, to start making moves toward the federal government to return us to a constitutional republic. You know, it'd be another thing entirely, folks, if, well, we didn't even have a constitution. We just had a country. Things are going bad, and we don't know what to do about it. Oh, goodness. Well, maybe we should modify the government. Maybe we should reform the government. You know, no, we don't have to build a whole new anything. It's already been there. We have walked away from not giving get-out-of-jail-free card for those that have committed treason against the American people. I'm not saying that. But what is our role and what is our part as we the people, the real government in this land, by the way, what have we done? I'm going to open up the phone lines, 800-313-9443. I don't know, tell me I'm crazy. Yeah, it's just words. Tell me it's a good idea. Tell me why you haven't been involved. I don't know. Go to confession. Confess your sins out there, fellow Americans. We're all laden with them. We've been a bit too lazy and a bit too lackadaisical. And a lot of this has been our fault. So in the meantime, the little federal party rolls along here. And there's just usurpation after usurpation, after damage, after... I don't have to go through the list. You know the list. You know it well. So people are sitting around waiting for a depression. Oh, gee, that ought to wake people up. Yeah. In order to have the proper amount of lifeboats on a boat, I think I'll just sink the Titanic and demonstrate through loss of life how important that measure should be, that everybody should have a seat in a lifeboat. That's what people are saying. Well, things haven't gotten bad enough. The American people aren't going to wake up until they're homeless. Oh, gee whiz. Gee, that ought to be the time to get together and organize and go through our state legislature and then put the Fed back in its box. Yeah, that'd be a perfect time to do it. Well, nobody wants to listen to you. The first thing they're thinking about, do you have any food? And I used to joke, and it's not really funny. But yeah, there's a lot of people are going to have the opportunity to educate a whole lot of people. And you know how you get their attention? The same way they used to do in the soup kitchens. First, we got to say a prayer. Don't say a prayer, you don't eat. Okay, boys and girls, gather around the campfire. I'm going to tell you a story about the United States Constitution and why America used to be so great. But first, in order to get your handful of rice, you got to listen to me. This is not the time when you have absolute broken down culture, country, economy, to start holding 101 class on the way things ought to be. Incredible. 800-313-9443. Nobody wants to talk to me today? I sometimes wonder. Sometimes I'm a bit too hard on people. Sometimes I'm not hard on them enough. It's our country, folks. Man, let's just sit around and keep complaining about how bad things are getting. Oh, my God, here comes a depression. Oh, poor as us, we're screwed. There ain't no getting the country back. All right. You think it's going to be easier to go out there, recapture some land, set up a new government, go through all these motions again, build the infrastructure? If it's going to be easier than straightening this little pile of dog hutta up, well, tell me. Everybody in this country, we've gotten into this thing that, well, we need leaders. Well, we need a leader. Why? Do we have to get in mass to plug into each other like a string of Christmas tree lights? And if one of us goes out, the whole thing falls apart? In the meantime, the Fed has been sitting around doing what it's been setting out to do for a number of years, roll us into a world government. These people, these 535 assembled in the District of Criminals up there, our Congress critters, have been dutifully marching to a different tune than you and I. While we stand around with our hand on our heart singing God Bless America or the national anthem, they've been up there busy just selling us out. And the 11 square mile area that's controlling a country of over 300 million people, millions of square miles of land. Real stuff, man. People and land and everything. That 535 people in an 11 square mile area is going to send you, your children, and your children's children's children to hell. And you're going to tell me that we don't have enough oomph and enough gumption and the law on our side to rectify the situation. Tell me I'm wrong. Even August Review is starting to get it. Patrick Wood, I know the guy. He says, as previously noted in Pawns of the Global Elite, Barack Obama was groomed for the presidency by key members of the Trilateral Commission. Most notably, it was Zbigniew Brzezinski, co-founder of the Trilateral Commission, with David Rockefeller in 1973, who was Obama's principal foreign policy advisor. The pre-election attention is reminiscent of Brzezinski's tutoring of Jimmy Carter prior to Carter's landslide election in 1976. Remember what you were saying in 1976? Who's Jimmy Carter? Same thing people were saying about Barack Obama, but he was singing Kumbaya, and it's time for a change. 800-313-9443. I'm getting tired of hearing myself talk. You talk.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing how to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power. Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states. You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
For anyone who doubts the commission's continuing influence on Barry, consider that he has already appointed no less than 9 members of the commission to top level and key positions in his administration. According to the official Trilateral Commission membership list, there are only 87 members from the United States. The other 337 members are from other regions. Thus, in less than 2 weeks since his inauguration, Obama's appointments encompass more than 10% of the commission's entire U.S. membership. Is this mere coincidence, or is it a continuation of dominance over the executive branch since 1976? Secretary of Treasury, Tim Geithner. Ambassador to the UN, Susan Rice. National Security Advisor, Thomas Dolian, I think his name, or Donilon. Chairman Economic Recovery Committee, Paul Volcker. Director of National Intelligence, Admiral Dennis C. Blair. Assistant Secretary of State, Kurt Campbell. Deputy Secretary of State, James Steinberg. State Department, Special Envoys Haas, Ross, Holbrooke. And there are many other links to the Trilateral Commission. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is married to the commission member William Jefferson Clinton. Geithner's informal group of advisors include E. Gerald Corrigan, Paul Volcker, Alan Greenspan, Peter G. Peterson, among others. His first job after college, by the way, was with Henry Kissinger at Kissinger Associates. Brent Scowcroft has been an official advisor to Obama, who was mentoring Defense Secretary Robert Gates. Robert Zolek, currently president of the World Bank. Lawrence Sumner's White House economic advisor, was mentored by former Treasury Secretary Robert Rubin during the Clinton administration. There are many other such links, but these are enough for you to get the idea of what's going on here. Analyze the positions. Notice that five of the Trilat appointees involve the State Department, where foreign policy is created and implemented. Hillary Clinton is certainly in line with these policies because her husband, Billy Boy, is also a member. What's more important right now than an economic recovery? Well, they're giving you Paul Volcker as the answer. What's more important than national intelligence? Well, you put Blair in there and Donilon to the two top positions. You know, there's a little conflict of interest here, folks. Aside from the current and startup to the greatest depression, under George Bush, we lost 8 million jobs, almost 8 million jobs. The run out of this country, the American manufacturing sector, was going on during the Clinton administration. He was helping it. Same thing before him with Daddy Bush. We have lost millions and millions and millions of manufacturing jobs. This is the coup d'etat here. Weakened, no manufacturing ability whatsoever, and crush what's left. We get back in the second hour. We'll take your phone calls, 800-313-9443. Have you had enough of this stuff? Are we going to start backing our legislatures, picking out the good people there, to start writing up more House joint resolutions to tell the Fed to go stick it? We're done. We're not a turkey. We're not up on somebody's table for a feast here. And don't stick a fork in me, because I am certainly not done. You people are. Second hour coming up.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing how to protect your wealth against